staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. This is Dr. Tong. Welcome again to our Freedom from Pain program. Today, Elaine is taking the board for her medical school, so I'll be doing this alone. As usual, we are trying to prove with this program that all chronic disorders can be cured. Degenerative problem that you develop from doing wrong food, stress, and so forth can be cured. No matter what label, lupus, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, they can all be cured. And I'm trying to prove it with the guests today. I don't make any guarantees, but you give me enough chance, I would say 99%, 95-99% can be cured unless it's terminal. I have a special guest in the studio with me, Jennifer, a young, pretty-looking lady. She started her problem when she was 15. Why don't I have you, Jennifer, where are you from?
From Orange County.
Orange County? California. And what kind of work do you do?
I work at Wells Fargo Bank.
Okay. Tell us what happened to you before, when you start having your problems.
Well, first I started noticing inflamed fingers and toes, and I really didn't know what was going on. I went to the doctors and...
How old were you then?
Around 15.
Yes.
And they did a bunch of tests on me, and they couldn't find anything. Nothing was wrong. My test results came back fine, and I was feeling really crappy, depressed, didn't want to get out of bed.
Any pain?
A little pain in my fingers and toes, but I just thought it was maybe depression. My toes swelled up and my fingers swelled up, but I didn't know what it was.
Were they purple like they are now?
Yeah.
They were purple?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how can they say there's nothing wrong with you?
I don't know. They did all the...
Normal fingers, not purple.
They did all the tests and they could not find anything. They tested for lupus. They tested for all sorts of things and... It came back negative. So.
Okay, so what did they didn't do anything for you then, right? For your symptoms?
No.
No drugs, no treatments?
No.
Okay, so what happened since you were 15?
About say like a year and a half ago, I started noticing I got a red like rash on my nose. It was really big. It was like almost looked like a pimple, but it was huge. And it didn't go away for probably like And 2 months went by, and I was like, this isn't normal. So I went to the doctors, and they took a biopsy of my nose and told me I had exterior lupus. And they did tests, no lupus. They didn't find anything out and just gave me a bunch of medication, and that was it.
What else did they say that you may have? You said scleroderma.
Scleroderma and Raynaud's syndrome.
Okay. Scleroderma, for the audience, is we have treated, I have cured a patient. It's a deadly disease. Your skin get tough, get very, very hardened, and then slowly it, it's a connective tissue. Lupus, Raynaud's disease, scleroderma, all connective tissue problem. They become toughened, and the patient I treated before couldn't even open her mouth. She was also a young lady. And slowly you get to the connective tissue of your internal organs. That's when the patient would die. So that's it can be lethal. But in any case, so what did they do for you then?
Basically, they gave me medication. Then I got really depressed because I was on steroid medication. I got angry. I would break out like crying. So I went back and I told them, I was like, I don't know what to do. They put me on depression medication. I was like on probably like 5 medications. I was just feeling crappy. My eyes were, I had no energy. My eyes were black.
Yes, I remember. And you have a lot of pimples in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the cure is actually worse than the disease itself, the drugs.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so when did you come to see me? I mean, let me see how many times have you treated you. Oh, 9 times, I counted. Since February, yes. So what happened the first time I treated you?
The first time I was kind of skeptical about coming here, but...
How did you find out about us in the first place?
Through my neighbor.
Yes.
And she came for asthma, and she said, you know, I was just... down to the last point, I was like, I don't know what to do. She goes, go see Dr. Tong. She's like, I promise this will work. You know, just go see him once. That's it, Jen. So I went and saw him, and I feel completely better. My attitude's a lot different than it was before.
After the first treatment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You were also not as cold. You were very cold before.
Yeah. Mm. I would get really clammy, cold.
Angry.
Yeah, very angry.
Anxiety.
I couldn't basically handle, I have a 2-year-old, and it was very hard to even handle him.
Mm-hmm. And sinus problem, you have a boyfriend that was in the war, was going to the war.
Yeah, he's still there.
He's still there. Luckily, the war's over. But anyways, she's much, much better. For the people who want my help, our phone number is 714-556-8664. And I'll repeat, I got so many complaints that we never mention the phone sometimes or throughout the whole program. And I'll do it too fast, okay? It's 714-556-8664. The way I approach this is, I don't care what you call it. Lupus, diabetes, Alzheimer's, asthma, it doesn't matter. And I'll show you what caused the problem. You treat the cause. You don't treat the symptom. You mask the symptom with drugs. Only the underlying problem will continue to get worse. Plus, the side effect of drugs, the steroid, make you angry, make you retain weight, reduce your immune system. So the side effects plus the untreated underlying problem make you worse. That's why most doctors, they don't know it, okay? But they're causing more problems. They're killing you rather than they're healing you. Right. Anyway, so... how are you feeling now on your work? You know, are you as angry when people usually yell at you at work and stuff like this?
Yeah, customers. But now I just kind of blow it off. Things don't get me as angry as they used to. Mm. I used to get really, like, just frustrated. I didn't know what to do. But now I just kind of don't really think about it. Just
Okay, what make you come back this time? You were before the treatment today, okay? Uh-huh. You were all anxious. You were kind of little cry, you know, tearful because you were so scared. What they told you? You went to the doctor, regular doctor.
Oh yeah, I got a lab test done again. They told me my liver is at a high count and
your thyroid's low. Okay.
Yeah. So and then plus I have positive for lupus, so. Mm. And that's internal now.
Okay.
So.
Now, what did I tell you before the treatment? I say you'll be in a complete different frame of mind after I treat you. You won't be anxious. You will not be worried. I say write down all the questions you want to ask me because you won't remember.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now compared to before the treatment?
Better. I don't feel as worried.
Every time, same thing. Okay.
Yeah, I always feel better with
okay.
Doctor.
Great. Yeah. Listen. Now, why don't you mention some of the questions you want to ask me?
Oh. Okay. About.
So you got liver function problem.
Oh yeah, I have a high liver. So.
Low thyroid.
Yeah, low thyroid, but they want me to be on medication, and yeah. I just don't.
Here's a question. Okay. What are you going to do about it? When you go to a regular doctor, you can find all these things wrong with you. What are you going to do about it? Okay, I'll answer this. Let me talk to the other guests. Okay, I'll answer this question. Okay, what are you going to do about it? That's the most important thing. You go to a doctor not for a diagnosis, not for some fancy name, not for some fancy scientific medical term describing the symptom. You can say, I have joint pain. The doctor say you have arthritis. He's telling you the same thing using his language, not telling you any more. Okay, but the most important thing: what are you gonna do to get rid of it to reestablish, restore your health? Let us get to our second guest, Mike. Can we have Mike on the line?
Yeah, hello, Dr. Tong.
Hi, Mike. Okay, tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm from San Gabriel.
Oh, okay, not too far away. And you retired. What did you used to do?
I used to be a carpet cleaner.
Okay, all right. So tell us what were your problem that brought you to me.
Well, I've had a kidney disease or renal disease.
Oh, yes.
And I've been going to the doctor for 3 years now, taking medications. And doctor said I will be on this medication for the rest of my life.
Yes, not true.
I don't know. I've had a high blood pressure probably for a long time.
Yes.
They claim that the high blood pressure caused the kidney disease.
Yes. It is, okay, but the high blood pressure is caused by something else. Okay, you cannot just treat the blood pressure. Okay, you got to treat the cause of high blood pressure. Okay, the kidney disease caused high blood pressure too. So it's no both ways. Okay, but anyway, so how long have you had this problem?
About 3 years.
3 years. You also had arthritis.
Arthritis in my hands and my neck, yes.
Yes.
According to the MRIs that they've taken.
And they also label you as carpal tunnel syndrome.
Right.
History of heart attack.
Heart attack in 10 years ago.
Yeah. Did you mention that your kid died some time ago before the heart attack?
Yes, I had a son that passed away 30 years ago, yes.
Uh-huh, okay. So that, I told you, your heart attack is related to that. Okay, no matter how long ago, okay, the stressful event caused a blockage, caused a trauma that nobody ever treated. Anyway, so how effective were the treatment that they gave you, the drugs? No, you had some swelling of your ankles, right?
Yes, I had the edema, and that's what brought me to the doctor to begin with. The edema, the swelling of the legs and the ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on. I've been on Lasix now all this time, you know, to control it.
Right. Okay. So how was the control? How effective were the treatments? The drugs, the Lasix, the thing for your cholesterol and for your high blood pressures. You were taking four medications.
Four medications.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So were they effective?
I take that on a daily basis. Yes.
How effective were they?
Well, it's supposedly I'm stable. You know, I'm all right. You know, controlling it.
Yeah, but you're having more and more pain, correct?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. So the side effects of the medication is ruining your liver, ruining your kidney. because the liver and kidney on your body recognize that these are foreign substances. Mm-hmm. They are toxins. So they got to get rid of it. Okay. So even though you're suppressing the symptom, you're making Mike as a whole worse. So you don't want to hire a plumber that did something for the plumbing, fix the plumbing, but ruins the electricity and ruins the building as a whole. This is how Western medicine works. But tell us what happened when you have one treatment last week, okay?
Yes,
and
sir.
I haven't.
That was 3 days ago. That was on a Wednesday.
Yes, okay.
That was my first treatment.
What happened?
With the needles, yes.
Yes, so tell us what do you feel afterwards?
I felt fine. You know.
The pain better?
The pain is a little better, yes.
Uh-huh. How much pain you had before?
Well, most of the pain was in the... In the neck and the back,
mm-hmm.
the upper back and the arms.
Okay, how
I'm a little more flexible now than I was before I came.
Okay, you were also getting up frequently at night. I haven't talked to you since then. So has that improved or not?
Two or three times a night. Yeah, I usually get up, and I think that's because of the Lasix I take in, but I'm not taking those at night anymore. I'm taking those during the day.
Okay.
I'm not getting up as often.
Okay. How often are you getting up now since Wednesday?
Just one time.
One time.
One
okay.
Time, yeah.
That is not because you're not taking the Lasix. That's only part of the reason. Part of the most important reason is that I connect the life energy back to your kidney, making your kidney function. Here is how you should do it. Okay. When you have a low thyroid, when your kidney is not working, the thyroid is not working, the liver is not working, you restore the function of this organ. You make it get the body back on its own feet, doing its own thing. If you have a company, one department is not doing its job or producing a component for the total product, you don't import that component. If you do the job of that department for that department will take on a permanent vacation. Okay, you take thyroids, you destroy the thyroid, you cause thyroid atrophy. You take Lasix, you take diuretic, you make your liver, kidney weaker. Okay, after the second treatment, we'll follow you up later on.
Yeah.
In
the meantime, should I stop taking the medications I have?
Yes.
Stop taking them altogether, huh?
Altogether. The only thing is that check your blood pressure. I usually suggest like 160 to 170 systolic, the higher pressure. If that's 160 or 170 or lower, okay, try to cut down your medication or cut it totally off. Some people, and we have many examples in our radio show, that after one treatment, their blood pressure became normal. And like Barb, okay, he had high blood pressure for 40 years, diabetes for 3 years, and sinus problem. Probably some of you remember him. Go to the radio show on our website, which is www.drtong.com, drtong.com. All our radio show, more than 120 of them in the past, are posted on our website. You can listen to it. He had one treatment. He had never need to take the high blood pressure medication or diabetes medication anymore. But that's usually not the case. Usually it takes a while to get rid of the high blood pressure when you have it for a long time. But anyway, if your blood pressure is not high, don't take blood pressure medication. If you're not painful, don't take the pain pills. If you can urinate normally, do not take the Lasix. Okay, if you do not have any swelling, stop the Lasix altogether, because that is like putting Lasix in your body is like putting kerosene in a car. You make the car unable to run. The human body is more resilient. Okay, you can cure some of the things, you can get rid of some of the toxin, but you put too much toxin fast in the body and heal it, you will have accumulated chronic problem and have like pain, okay? It's all related to because you're ruining your body faster than the body can heal. How much pain do you have now?
Very little, just...
So are you still taking the pain pills?
No, I'm not taking them.
Good. How, you were taking the pain pills before?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't on the pain pills. I was just on the medications that the doctor prescribed for me,
So they didn't give
he
you any pain?
He said if you have pain, you could take the pain pills,
Uh-huh.
But it's not a severe pain. It's a moderate pain. So
okay. Yes. Okay. So anyway, even the Lasix. Okay. If you're not. How about the swelling? Is swelling any better?
No. No swelling at all.
You had swelling before, right?
I had swelling before, but since I've been taking the Lasix, it keeps it down.
Okay, stop the Lasix. If you have swelling, you take the Lasix. If you don't have swelling, do not take it, okay? If you continue to come to treatment, I'll get rid of the swelling for you. No kidding, okay?
Okay, I'll see you Monday. I got an appointment Monday.
Great, okay, so have a nice weekend.
Okay,
thanks for being
on
the show.
Doctor.
Okay. Like I say, all problems, kidney problem, liver problem, thyroid problem, fatigue, depression, anxiety, all can be cured. The cure is connect the mind back to the body. Let us go to our third person to find out what the mind has to do with the physical health, and then I'll summarize and answer the question, what you do with low thyroid, low kidney, low liver, and so forth, okay? Let's have our last guest, Janine.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, Janine has been on our show 2 times before. The reason I want to bring you back is to share and really emphasize the fact that the emotional part is really the cause, one of the major cause of all physical problems. You have two dear friends, a close relative, died recently. And the first time I saw you, you were very like a crybaby. Okay. But you handled this time very well with the two recent deaths. Can you share with us, first tell us what you do and where you're from?
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. I'm living in Palmdale, California, and I work as a third grade teacher.
Okay. Okay. So share with us what you came to me for, and especially the emotional part and the death of recent your friends and relatives.
I came into the office because of problems with heart palpitations and back pain. And within the first couple treatments, the pain was relieved. My joints were, for a 46-year-old, my movement was a lot more fluid. I was more comfortable. I had a lot more energy. I came in for a later treatment, one of my routine treatments, and they wanted to know how I was, and basically I couldn't talk without crying because I had gotten news that a friend in Australia was terminally ill. And after my treatment, Dr. Tong said, well, if you don't feel better now, you soon will be. And I thought to myself, yeah, right. And it was just amazing that by the time I finished dressing and I was walking out the door, it was all lifting.
Yes.
And having that emotional weight lifted, I was able to actually plan a trip to Australia and take it and maintain very good emotional health throughout. A couple months later, I came to Dr. Tong again. It was actually the day that my mother had died.
Yes.
And I was very concerned about maintaining my emotional and physical health in a trip back to Buffalo, New York. And I had just returned 3 days prior from seeing my mom. And I also wanted to speak at her funeral. At my father's funeral 9 years prior, I was beside myself. I was unconsolable. There was no way I could speak at the funeral. But I came in for my appointment with Dr. Tong, and again, it gave me the overall emotional health and the overall physical health to attend my mother's funeral, to support my brothers and sisters, and to speak at the funeral.
That's great. Okay. Boy, you are a teacher. You really, you should speak for me. You talk much better in summarizing all the events, okay? Now let me answer the question, what you do with low thyroid, with sadness, with depression, suicidal thoughts, or any physical or emotional problem, okay? A living person, a living human is a living spirit. Your spirit, your true identity is a spirit, a mind that occupy the whole physical universe. You can activate your mind and spirit anywhere and pray for somebody in the earth, in the earth, at the moon, or outside the solar system. So your mind's everywhere. Your mind and spirit enter the body through a set of antenna, liver, kidney, lung, heart, your different emotion. And this energy, the Chinese call qi, the mental energy, open up circulation. And that is how the body's health are maintained. Order in this universe are maintained by the mind, Just like in a company, the mind is the CEO. The CEO maintains order. So whenever you get blockage caused by stress, caused by diet, caused by putting toxins, especially medications, okay, you block your mind from going in your body, so your spirit is not in the body. Much like a CEO want to maintain order, but the telephone wire are loose, or whoever the messengers, you know, either not giving up giving out the command that he wants, or you know, miscommunication between management and labor. Okay, so when your spirit is not in the body, that's why you feel sad, you feel no whippy, you feel depressed, you feel no suicidal or feel pain. They all come from mind-body blockage. When the mind-body blocks, you don't get enough energy to the thyroid, to the liver or the kidney. Pretty much like when you don't get enough energy to the body, your body don't work, you don't get enough energy to the thyroid, to the kidney, then the kidney will not work, the thyroid will not work. So the low energy and the low thyroid function test are both symptoms of blocking between the mind that gets to the thyroid, the part of the mind that gets to the thyroid, okay, which is the spleen, the liver, and the kidney. Those are the things that help the energy. Anyway, so all the things that the doctor, your regular Western doctor tests for you are symptoms. And anemia, high blood pressure, and all those things are and your pain are the same. They can be cured by connecting the mind back to the body and balance your body. Anyway, we are running out of time, okay? I'll expound. You have any more questions, Jennifer?
No.
Is my explanation understandable?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, okay, so if you believe us, okay, and I have enough proof in the past, okay, call us at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. And you can also check our website, www.drtong.com. We are running out of time, and I'll see you next Saturday again with more cases. Have a good weekend. Bye.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or...
The list is endless.